A big shakeup at Memphis City Schools. Superintendent Kreiner Cash received the resignation of his number two man on Monday. Deputy Superintendent Irving Hamer resigned after remarking on an employee's breasts. Senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News, Bill Dries, told Eleanor Boudreau Hamer made the comments at a party in February.
What happened?
There was a party at Dr. Kreiner Cash's house. Most of the top people in the school system were there.
And at some point, Deputy Superintendent Irving Hamer gets up and makes some remarks?
Yes. He had spoken earlier in the evening. And according to Cash, at that point, it was evident that he had been drinking because the speech was basically incoherent. But a bit later in the evening, he got up again to make a toast. And when he made the toast, he made the offensive remarks. And this time, no one had any problem understanding what he was saying.
What did he say?
He talked about a coworker's anatomy.
Thank you for being delicate.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Dr. Cash said that at some point in this evening, this party, Hamer fell down?
Yeah.
Cash is Hamer's boss. How did he respond?
He immediately, as soon as the comments were made, told Hamer to straighten up or he was going to put him out of his house. And he apologized profusely to the person who the remarks were directed at, Cash did, and even talked to her the next day. He told Hamer the next workday that he was going to apologize not only to her, but to everyone else at the party, and he was going to do it in person.
Yeah, so Cash tells Hamer to apologize. Does he?
He sent an email to the woman and copied the rest of the top staff on it, and he actually made things worse. Because in the email apology, he suggested that what he had done wrong was that he had made these remarks in front of other people. And to the woman who made the complaint, this offended her even more because it suggested that they were familiar to some degree beyond the workplace, and they were not. And she didn't want that impression out there.
So Hamer was very high up in the Memphis City Schools hierarchy, but he wasn't in the limelight as much as Superintendent Dr. Cash. So just tell me, describe for me what he did for the district.
When Kreiner Cash came here, he came with Irving Hamer. They had both worked together in the Miami-Dade school system. When they came here, there was no talk of consolidating the two school systems. There was no teacher effectiveness initiative. There was no Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding. There was no race to the top funding. All of that has unfolded since Cash and Hamer came here. Irving Hamer was the point man on the specifics of a lot of the reform efforts that are underway. Irving Hamer was the guy who took these reforms and the marching orders to the teachers, to the principals, to the administrators at the school level. He was the one who walked in there and said, this is the way it's going to be.
Where does Hamer's resignation leave the reform agenda? And what's going to happen to all of this reform work in 2013 when the schools merge?
The Gates Foundation has been very consistent. Their funding will continue for the Teacher Effectiveness Initiative. In terms of Kreiner Cash's specific reform agenda, it's not his exclusive property anymore. And that's required some adaptation on his part, and it will probably influence greatly who he picks to be his new number two person.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org, and click on the Memphis Daily News link.